On behalf of Bishop Kelly, Bishop Sante, the priests and seminarians, and the sisters, I would like to wish you a very merry and blessed Christmas. The epistle to be read today for the third Mass of Christmas is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, last of all, in these days, he hath spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who made the brightness of his glory in the figure of his substance, and upholding all these things by the word of his power, making purgation of sins, sitteth on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels hath he said at any time, Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God adore him. And to the angels indeed, he saith, He that maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of justice and the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved justice and hated iniquity. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above all fellows. And thou in the beginning, O Lord, didst found the earth, and the works of thy hands are the heavens. They shall perish, but thou shalt continue. And they shall all grow old as a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou change them. And they shall be changed, but thou art the self-same, and thy years shall not fail. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was made nothing that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to give testimony of the light, that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but was to give testimony of the light. That was the true light, which enlighteneth every man that cometh into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to be made the sons of God, to them that believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt amongst us, and we saw his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thus for the words of today's Holy Gospel. Our Savior Jesus Christ gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. These words are taken for the first Mass, the Midnight Mass of Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. During the Korean War, a certain army sergeant was given some time to go home during Christmas. Without informing his family, the sergeant returned to America from the Korean battlefront. On Christmas Eve, he called from a neighboring city and told his wife he would be home that night. She did not tell the children, but instead waited until he arrived shortly after midnight. They had both decided to surprise the children on Christmas morning. And so on Christmas morning, when the little ones ran downstairs, they saw a white sheet covering all the gifts under the tree. They were a little surprised, but it did not stop them from trying to find their gifts. And just as they were about to lift the sheet away, a form rose up from underneath it. They could not imagine what it might be. And to their surprise, they saw their father. You can picture the joy of those children and the screams of excitement when they saw their own dad crawl out from underneath the sheet. Those little boys and girls were expecting gifts, but the greatest Christmas gift came to them, and it was their dad who came home for Christmas. Now, my dear faithful, in the epistle for Midnight Mass, we read St. Paul's letter to Titus. In it, he states how our Lord came to earth to suffer and die for us. He came out of love for us and in order to win our love. God became man to redeem us. As St. Paul says, our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse us. So, my dear faithful, today we celebrate the glorious feast of Christmas. And we relive, so to speak, those events that took place 2,000 years ago. On that first Christmas, when Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, was born in a stable at Bethlehem. We hear the angels proclaiming the message of good tidings. Today is born to you a Savior who is Christ our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. Likewise, we see the shepherds, on hearing these glad tidings, immediately hasten to the stable to adore the newborn Savior. The shepherds went to praise and adore the infant, and thus they offered their gratitude to the Son of God, who had become a man out of love for them. It is the wish of the Church that on Christmas Day, all Catholics imitate the shepherds and adore Christ. It is true that we cannot, like them, see the Son of God in human form with our bodily eyes. But we can enjoy the same privilege as they did, for we can adore our Lord as truly present in the tabernacle as he was in the stable at Bethlehem on that first Christmas. The shepherds needed faith to convince them that the tiny, helpless babe whom they beheld shivering in the cold was truly the Son of God. And so we too need faith to convince us that beneath the appearance of bread, our divine Lord is truly present. And we have this wonderful gift of faith, as well as other countless gifts. But where did all these gifts come from? They are, of course, from our Lord. They are from the Christ child. And thus, like the shepherds, we owe our Lord the deepest gratitude for all he has done and still does for us. He has done so much for us, but we often forget or don't even realize what he has done for us. In fact, one of the greatest evils of our time is taking for granted so many of the things we enjoy. Let us say, my dear faithful, give thanks to God. For like the children in the story, we have received a great gift. Rather, we have received many priceless gifts. For the infant Christ is the giver of all good things of body and soul, which come to us at Christmas. And if we celebrate Christmas without him, our joy will be limited. In other words, Christmas is meaningless without our Lord, without the Christ child. But on the other hand, if Christ is the focal point and center of our Christmas, then our joy will be supreme as we celebrate Christmas just like the children in the story. They had many other gifts, and they enjoyed their Christmas celebration. But it was made so much better because their Father was there to share it with them. And so too, when we celebrate Christmas with the true Christmas spirit and keep the infant Christ with us, our Christmas will be so much better and our joy will be supreme. And so in the midst of your celebrating, remember to thank God for all he has given to us. Show your gratitude to the infant Christ today for all he has done. And though we cannot even begin to pay our Lord back, we can do our little part. And thus the first thought of every Catholic on this beautiful feast of Christmas should be, what shall I give the newborn babe of Bethlehem? Each of us can give Christ his birthday gift that will be very dear to him. We can tell him thank you and give God our love. And like a good father, our Lord will accept any little thing we offer him. In fact, he's very pleased when he sees us return our love for his love. How much a little sign of gratitude means to him. How much it comforts his Sacred Heart now, and how much it even helped keep warm his heart in the stable as he lay in the manger that first Christmas. And all of us are able to do this, to thank God every day for all he has given us, and to make a return of love to him. And so as you kneel before the image of the Christ child in the crib today, think of the many blessings you have received and offer a prayer of thanksgiving to the infant Savior. Offer him your heart and all its affections. And join Our Lady and Saint Joseph and the shepherds in glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. God bless you, and may you have a happy and holy Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.